You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence, and I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started. Hey, it's Trish, your host of the Confidence Podcast. Man, I'm excited to spend some time with you this week in episode number 374. We're talking about training your thoughts. Training your thoughts is the new black. We're going to talk today about how to do it. The real essence, you guys, of personal development and deep growth isn't found in what you do or how disciplined or awesome you are, but rather in how you think and how you live. Because true transformation and deep happiness comes from changing how we think. That's why training your thoughts is the most important thing you can do. And if you will, it's the new black. It fits everyone and it makes everyone look better. This podcast episode on training your thoughts is going to teach you how to start doing that so that you can get the results you want. As always, you can get the full show notes at trishblackwell.com/374. We're going to be talking about training your thoughts, how to be consistent with it, and the secret to making time to think about what you think about. And you guys, I hope you're still enjoying this. Maybe you missed last week's episode, but hey, new music, new bonus podcast opportunities. It's going to be a good new year. If you haven't yet heard about our Patreon supporters, we are excited to be really mobilizing a new movement within this little podcast community. You see, we've been a podcast for almost 7 years, and we've sown confidence and courage into over 3 million people's lives. Scratch that. I'm being optimistic. I'm 2 million lives. This year, we're making it 3. We're adding a million. So that's the goal. I need your help. The launch of our Patreon partners, our patrons to the podcast, is a celebration of how our community has grown. And it's a way that we can offer our most loyal listeners and a real community and extra resources for just pennies a day. So what we're doing is we're making this as simple as possible. We're offering for a support amount of $5, you will get 2 bonus episodes per month that we're calling our Faith Take episodes. You'll receive them. They're exclusive to our Patreon partners, and they're going to be extended conversations from that month's particular podcast, but from a more faith-based perspective to help you deepen your confidence in your walk with God. You're also going to get weekly episode takeaway cue cards. They're going to be done in a wallpaper format for you to save to your phone to help you carry that week's most important coaching tip. I've already put some of these together. I'm loving them. I think you will too. And you'll have fun thinking about what does she think is the biggest takeaway? So it's a fun way to interact. And then supplemental resources and conversation about each episode with fellow podcast listeners at any given time. And I just thought one little note, as asking you for money is something I take really seriously. And I know it's no small thing to commit your financial resources to something like a podcast. So I deeply respect even your consideration of such a thing. But do know that my commitment to you and this community is to always pursue a return on investment that greatly exceeds $5 each month. So to become a patron and a supporter of the Confidence Podcast to help me cover the financial cost of hosting and all the things that go into making this show come to you for free, go to patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. And that's spelled patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. Okay, guys, before we dive into the coaching on this topic about thinking, let's go to our review of the week. And it comes from JCC119988. And they said pages and pages of Trishisms and notes, 5 stars. And here's the review. Trish, your words and tone and energy and how you speak and what you speak strengthen my confidence and builds my soul. I have pages and pages of what I call Trishisms and side notes of how I can relate them to my life. Thank you, Madison. Madison, girl, thank you. It's so huge. And guys, thank you to each and every one of you who write or you. I read them. It gives me a confidence boost. It makes me want to show up wholeheartedly for you. Because the reality is nothing in life of any value gets done with half a heart. And I say that to myself and I say it to you. Where in your life are you only living with half a heart? Are you ready to go all in? Are you ready to take a risk? And please know that when I do things too, it's scary. It's scary for me to start a Patreon podcast and our Patreon account and say, all right, who's in? Who wants to help me support this show so that we can grow and reach more people? And it's scary, but I'm in this podcast with my whole heart. And as you think about your goals this year, and as you think about the growth that you want, are you getting the results you want? Or are you only putting half your heart in? I got to tell you, go all in. People know the difference. Hey, and you don't have to have it all figured out when you go all in. You just go, hey, I'm here. I'm all in. You got me. You got me. You got my heart and you got my effort. So anyways, Mazen, I appreciate you. I appreciate every one of you who writes a review. Heads up, the bonus podcasts that got released for our Patreon members this month are 5 old beliefs about faith to leave behind, and then how to let God change how you think. I just recorded them. I'm a fan of them. I think you will be too. But let's go into today's coaching content about what training your thoughts means. What is it? You know, I know you've heard me say that before. If you follow me on social media, on Instagram, I'm Trish Blackwell, Trish_Blackwell, or on Facebook, I'm Trish Blackwell Coaching. You have seen me post here and there about training your thoughts, training your thoughts, training your thoughts. Well, that's awesome until you know, well, what does it actually mean and how do you actually do it? And training your thoughts means that you're taking back control. It means that you are not a victim to your thought. It means you're taking ownership. For so many years, for decades, I was a victim to my thoughts. I thought that's just what I thought, and that's what it was. It's what I felt, and it had to be true. And you can actually change the way you think. And if training your thoughts, it's like fitness. It's a lifetime endeavor. It's something that you're gonna do. It's not just a one and done. It's a growth thing. I loved exercise. Like I like really love running. Like, well, I love all exercise, love it. But I still think it would be cool if I never had exercise again. Like, but that's just not the reality. In order to take good care of my body, in order to be the healthiest, the happiest, the most energetic version of myself, I'm gonna have to work out every day. Not every day, but most days I need to move my body, right? And the same thing with your thoughts. Like, this isn't just, well, I just need to be more positive, or I'm going to have more confidence. No, it's an endeavor. It's a lifelong commitment. It's a discipline. So it's just like a workout. It's a mental workout. And I'm here to propose to you today that training your thoughts is more important than actually training your body. Training your thoughts will get you more results actually with your body than just having a really, really great workout and being hard on yourself. Well, it means that you're training your thoughts means that you're choosing to be a victor, not a victim. It means you're saying, I will win because I'm not going to give up on training my mind. Your mind is everything. Your attitude is, it determines your altitude. But what determines your attitude? Well, your thoughts, your choice. You get to choose your attitude. It means that you choose a positive explanatory style, not a negative one. An explanatory style being the way you explain any circumstance in your life. If you are going to look at the silver lining, or you're going to look for everything that's going wrong, it's your perspective. Now, training your thoughts also means that you're learning how to adjust your attitude and your inner self-talk. It means that you're changing the meter and moving the dial up and down and working to say, hey, I used to spiral with toxic thoughts and it would take me weeks to get out of this funk. But now it takes me only days or hours or minutes. That you're learning, it's a learning process, that we are always going to continue to learn and grow. And that inner self-talk is going to be challenged depending upon your season of life. You don't just master inner self-talk. Because I'm right now, as I record, I'm 36 with a 2-year-old and 4-year-old. My inner self-talk and my current life challenges, my business challenges and my personal life challenges, well, they're going to look different now than they will in 5 years and in 10 years, strictly because my kids are going to be a different age. My husband and I will be a different season of our marriage. Our finances might look different. My business might look different. So there's no finish line. It's just a process that we can be committed to. When you're training your thoughts, it means you're committed to growth. It means you've said, I know that I can mold and continue to grow and that I'm being transformed and renewed each and every day. Training your thoughts also means that you're learning from your past. You're not condemned to it. You're not stuck there. You're learning from your past, not living in it. It means that you're working to be the healthiest version of your personality. It means you're being intentional about your priorities and your time management. It also means that you're humble and open. Training your thoughts means, hey, I don't know it all. I don't have to pretend that I do. I don't have to pretend I have it all together. I'm just here to learn. I'm here to make effort. I'm here to grow. I'm here to be challenged and to grow in wisdom and to change. And Romans 12:2 is one of my favorite verses of the Bible. And it says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Yeah, God is for you. His will for you is good and pleasing and perfect. But I love this first part of that God transforms you. God changes us as human beings into a new people by changing the way we think. Your thoughts change who you are. Now that's powerful. Therein lies your power. So, okay, so cool. So we know what it is. Well, how do we train it? Well, I really just brainstormed and did a brain dump here for you. Here's a couple things that I pay attention to, and I help my private coaching clients and my students in the College Confidence. When it comes to training your thoughts, it needs to be priority. It needs to be a daily decision, a daily thing. So be intentional, make time. And if you struggle with that commitment, put it in your calendar, put an iCalendar alert on it, set an alarm on your phone. Start with something as simple as 8 minutes a day. Like my freedom journal, which is free, by the way, you can get it at trishblackwell.com/freedom journal. It's a 21-day journal template that you can follow. And when you put your email in to get that download, you'll also get 7 days of little, I think they're 3-minute videos, where I can be face to face with you. I mean, you'll see me, but you'll see and hear me, and you'll get the walkthrough of how to process. It's actually the process that I use to train my thoughts. And it takes me 8 minutes a day. And I've made a habit of making it the very first thing in the way I start my day, because I want to start my day with my mind right so that it will carry me through the rest of the day. I need that. I need that daily reset. I need that daily strength. I need that daily clearing and cleansing of the mind. In the same way, I want to walk into my office or my kitchen, really my kitchen, and I want it clean. I want the dishes done at night so I come down and the new day has all these new possibilities simply because there's not a bunch of clutter on the desk or in the sink. The same thing is your mind gets cluttered with so much that's vying for its attention that at night we can clear it. So that's the key. Be intentional and make time, make it a daily thing. And then also, here's some other ways. Give positivity to be positive. Train your thoughts means you have to choose to believe that the effort you're making will matter. Well, that's positive thinking. You have to believe that though you don't see the immediate rewards, that you will reap them. There's a compound effect and that it matters. So give positivity and to be positive. The more you give out to others, the more you encourage others, the more positive you are with your explanatory theory and explanatory style of a situation, or just in encouraging a friend and choosing to believe what will happen, what you want to happen, you're going to have a positive impact in knowing that, gosh, this discipline of sitting down for 8 minutes and journaling, does it matter? Yeah, it does. And you're choosing to be positive about it because you know it does matter. The things that we do, the habits that we have that seemingly are invisible and easy to put off, are the most important habits that can move the needle of our lives the most significantly. Another way to train your thoughts is to focus on what makes you happy to be alive, and that's gratitude. Living with a life that's grounded in gratitude, overflowing with praise. Also, when you train your thoughts and you think about becoming somebody who trains your thoughts as consistently as you train your body, that you pay attention to the thoughts that you think as much as you pay attention to the food that you put into your body, whether it's gluten-free or vegan or just cleaner eating or you're counting calories, we all are paying attention, but are you feeding your thoughts as intentionally as you're feeding your body? And I would challenge you to think about this. Just, hey, commit to doing things differently. A lot of people are too busy to think about thinking. Guess what? You're different. You're different. And because you're different, you're going to get different and better results. Another way to train your thoughts is to, and I have these listed out for you. And so you can go to the show notes, trishblackwell.com/374. I've got these listed out for you to flip every negative into a positive. So every time, this is a game you can play. Something bad happens or something negative. Great. How can flip it like you're flipping a coin? How can I choose to find something positive in this? And that's not to be flippant to say about, there are going to be times where this is hard to do, but there's still value in doing it. Determined. I love this one. Determined to have crazy faith. I don't just want faith, y'all. I want crazy faith. I want the faith of Noah to build an ark when no one's heard of rain before. Like people going, that guy's crazy. But what he did, that faith, that to dig deep into believing what you know is true, into who God is and his faithfulness, to say like, hey, I'm not in charge of all the transformation that's happened in my mind. I'm in charge of showing up, and I believe and trust that God will help change my thoughts and clean my thoughts out and help me see myself better, help me see myself as a child of God, help me see myself on the path that I'm supposed to be walking in, be free from the shackles of comparison that's stretching me thin and spreading me apart and distracting me, making me stumble. I can just determine to have crazy faith that I'm where I'm supposed to be. Now, isn't that a crazy thought? I'm not behind. I'm not enough. I'm not like, just how about just, I've got the crazy faith enough to know that a little bit of learning and a lot of love in one day makes a day well lived, a day of impact, a day that positively trickles something good into this world. Go against what's normal, you guys. Be willing to be radical. I am radical and diligent about training my thoughts because I remember what my life was before that. In the same way I remember my life before Jesus, it wasn't good. It's important to remember where you've come from, so know where you are and why you have to keep doing the daily disciplines that matter. And so, yeah, sometimes it's radical. I'll cut a workout short so I can do my journaling. Now, as a personal trainer, as somebody who used to be addicted to exercise, as somebody who loves fitness, that's hard. That's a radical move for me. It might not be radical for you, but I know that the value that I get from a mental workout is more valuable than I get from an extra mile on the treadmill. That's radical. Think about what matters and what doesn't. Not what doesn't. Like, we get so consumed, our thoughts get so watered down with distraction because we're thinking about things that don't matter, right? Like, we live in a world where we get pinged all the time, and where we have thousands of notifications of all the bad news happening to all these people all across the world, and it's overwhelming. So there's something to be said to be aware of that, but also focus on what matters. What matters is who you are, where you are right now, and how you can serve your current community. And for the things that you have passion about in your heart, what are you doing to make an impact? Are you putting your voice into the fight? Are you standing for the causes that matter to you? Don't just scroll the newsfeed and go, isn't that sad? Oh man, another tragedy. What are you doing to step up? Focus on what matters, not what doesn't. Also, know that there is a fight for your attention. I truly believe it's a fight of epic proportions. I believe it's a spiritual battle for your attention and for your thoughts. Because if your thoughts are distracted, if your thoughts are overwhelmed, if your thoughts are too busy to do any thinking about thinking, how are you going to be effective in this world? How are you going to step into your dreams? How are you going to make a difference that's positive in this world? Well, you're not, because you're just going to get so focused on productivity and getting through the day and getting through the season and getting to sports practices and getting your workout in and getting dinner on the table and trying to get your business off the ground, that you won't even realize that you don't even know what you want. There's a fight for your attention. Create space. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but you have to create space. We have to be radical enough to go against what like our current world culture is do more, do more, do more. Do more and then you'll be happier. Well, turns out if you look around, the people who are doing more and more are the most exhausted, are the most ragged, are the most miserable, are the most insecure. On a podcast where we talk about confidence, it's my job to tell you that. And so for me too, there's a call to surrendering and inviting transformation from something that's greater than you. For me, that's trust. It's Christ. It's Jesus. It's God and saying, hey, like, take my thoughts and help me think better. Teach me to think better. Teach me to see which thoughts are working for me and which ones aren't. Give me wisdom to see where I'm getting distracted so I can stay the course. The fight for your faith is the most important fight you will fight your whole life. And then finally, increase your sleep and practice what I like to call good sleep hygiene. Now, if you've done my last 90 minutes challenge, it's my end of the day challenge, you'll know this term sleep hygiene, but really it means like you have good oral hygiene, right? We know oral hygiene is connected to so many other health issues. So good oral hygiene is really important for actually your longevity. Sleep hygiene is crucial not only for your longevity, but for your happiness. Did you know that loneliness, that emotions can actually be detrimental? There's some research that says that people who express loneliness, and at Yale, 60% of students have reported feeling lonely, feelings of loneliness. And research has linked that feeling lonely, a pervasive feeling of loneliness and isolation, is as dangerous for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And so I call that into question here to remind you that we are a super connected world, and we've never been more lonely and isolated. And then we don't have the confidence to make connections and reach out to a friend because we don't think we have anything to offer. Because for me, that's why I'm so passionate about confidence, about helping you create not just better confidence in yourself, but better connection and better confidence in your community and being yourself, so that you don't feel that loneliness and isolation, that you have confidence that you have a purpose and a calling. And so, but that goes back to, as well, good sleep helps you have better emotions. And here's the thing, like, I think about this. Would you be embarrassed? I know this, but when I blame this on my husband, hands up to all the ladies in the room who have men who don't scrub the toilet after they should have. So this, I walk in on this more often than I should. And if I always think about it, I'm like, Brandon, there's a toilet brush right there. Please. Like, I don't mind cleaning bathrooms, but it's your responsibility after you have some time on the throne to then check the toilet to make sure it's as clean as it was when you first arrived. Right. So let's just say that. So, I tell him, I said, what if somebody came home or came and visited and that was there and there's poop stains on the toilet? I'd be so embarrassed if I had guests over. But when you interact with others in the world, it's like having guests over all the time. And your sleep matters. Your sleep is often way less about being lazy at night and more about anxiety and the anxiety and less restlessness behind it. It's not about good sleep hygiene. Is not about, well, I just have insomnia and I don't sleep well. Well, it's about the schedule you do 90 minutes before you sleep. It's about the prioritization about and the discipline you have about knowing what matters at night and what doesn't, and training your thoughts enough to know when to turn the TV off and when to start reading and when to start your bedtime process. And so, and how you think about your sleep and how you think about your to-do list helps you have better sleep hygiene. And so if you want to work on calming your mind, reducing anxiety and getting a better night's sleep more naturally, you might not have realized this, but this actually falls into confidence coaching. This is one of the things that I coach people on in my confidence coaching practice, because it's not about the sleep. It's about all the thoughts that are happening and distracting you from the sleep. And a lot of the answer is to create more time to think, more space to think. So how do we do that? The secret to making time to think is to do less, is to make space. It's to be silent. It's to reduce clutter. And I mean clutter maybe on the radio. I mean it in your kitchen, in your closet, in your car, on your desktop, in your office, wherever there is clutter. It will translate to your mind. When your mind feels cluttered, when you're doing too much, your day and your schedule is cluttered. And I know you have a lot to do, but do you? I mean, I've started just saying less. My mantra for this month right now is less. Every time I want more, maybe a second serving, even if it's just vegetables, I say, Trish, less. Every time I'm thinking, I'll just do one extra mile on the treadmill. Less. And it gives me this permission to step back. Every time I think, oh man, you know what I should do? I really should do an extra video on TikTok. By the way, I'm on TikTok. Don't judge me. I am playing around on TikTok. I would love for you to come hang out. It's Trish. I think it's Trish Blackwell on TikTok. But like, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should do another post on TikTok because maybe that'll help me start building this platform. Less, Trish, less. There's always going to be a temptation to do more, but you've got to realize that doing more is adding mental clutter. And then when you add in clutter, you take out that creative space and the open space to think, the freedom to think. And taking time to think is one of the most important things, ways we can spend our time. So get off social media, deepen relationships, prioritize having face-to-face conversations with people, read more, write more, serve others, slow down. And just remember this, you are not a victim to your thoughts, your emotions, or your circumstances. You are not out of control. You can choose to have control over how you think, period. It starts with a decision. It starts with a decision, and then it continues with saying, I'm going to make this a priority. I will make this a priority. And I would recommend you get in and around people who are doing the same. A great place to start would be to become a student in the College of Confidence. It's a monthly subscription of life coaching with me. You get access to over 30 courses. We just released a new course called Seeing Yourself with Confidence. I love it. If you want to see yourself with more confidence, and that's something you wish maybe you're somebody who's everybody else says, but you're so great. And you're like, well, I don't see it. What do they see that I don't? Well, this course is for you. So you can stop second guessing yourself. You can stop feeling that insecurity. We just released it and it's exclusively available in the College of Confidence. You can get started and get instant access to all of our courses, as well as live coaching calls with me and our 24/7 forum where you can ask me anything, anytime and get support and accountability. Go to collegeofconfidence.com. But more than that, it's important to be in a community of people who are doing the same thing, who are committed to making time to think, who are committed to thinking about thinking, who are committed to fighting for their faith, who are committed to showing up as the best version of themselves in the world, just because they know that the best version of themselves is going to make the most profound impact. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to have to have an account of my life. And I want to say that I squeezed out every last ounce of opportunity, of thought, of effort, of where I've been led. And I know that you do too. Your thoughts matter, because your thoughts drive your choices. Your choices drive your behaviors drive your outcomes. And you can create an outcome that's worth telling a story about. But it starts with the first outcome of staying consistent with training your thoughts. And again, if you aren't sure where to start, one, start with the College of Confidence, or two, start with my Freedom Journal, which you can get for free at trishblackwell.com/freedom journal. And then finally, before we do our listener of the episode, if you're considering becoming a patron to the show, I just want you to know that I couldn't be more grateful for the investment you would be making into this message. Because of you, we are going to be able to reach more listeners and one life at a time help change the world into a more confident, caring, and loving place. Your $5 of support will not only help me cover the financial costs of producing the show, hosting fees, website costs, etc., and my time investing in creating it, but it will also help us reach more future listeners. Not to mention that you'll get those two bonus exclusive to Patreon supporters episodes and more resources. You can get started at www.patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. Now, our listener of the episode is Briggsy1, and she said, Trish, I just wanted to thank you for your wonderful podcast and words of wisdom. We are sisters in Christ, and your words have impacted me to dig deeper into my relationship and why I do the things I do. Your topics have sparked reflection and truth, and I am so grateful for your daily testimonies. God bless you, my friend. I pray God continues to hold you in his presence. You are doing his work. And sister, thank you. From one sister to another, that is such deep encouragement to me. I just got to say thank you. So thanks. Guys, please share the show if it has resonated with you. Hit it up in your social media. You can do, there's a toggle button at the top of almost podcast apps now. There's three dots. It's a drop-down menu. And you can text message this episode to somebody. So all the ways. We got so many ways. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss the next show when it releases. And in the meantime, I just got to say you have my sincere, sincere gratitude for the opportunity to be a voice of encouragement in your life. It means the world to me. It really does. It's a privilege I take seriously and with my whole heart. So thank you for letting me be your friend. Now go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free. Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.